Boker Tov, everyone. We are up to page 10, Simon Kuf Chav Ches. We're up to Sif Yud Tes. Here we go with some of the dinim over here of Shliach Tzibur and Birkas Kohanim. Says the Mechaber over here in Sif Yud Tes. Ein Shliach Tzibur Rashal Anos Omein Acher Bracha Shal Kohanim. The Shliach Tzibur is not allowed to say Omein after the Bracha of the Kohanim. Which are we talking about? Remember, there's two different brachas over here. There's the bracha of Asher Kedishon Mitzvah Tzivanu, Kedishon Aaron, Chulei V'chulei. Okay? And then there's the Recha Hashem, Yishrecha Yerasha Benachol. The three brachas of actual Birkas Kohani. So let's see over here the Mishnah Berurah. Sivkot Nayin Aleph. Says the Mishnah Berurah the following. Why is it Asher Shemetiz Babel Daito Lo Yedil Akros Acha Kachapasuk Bezo Gimel? So you see over here, he's talking about over here the bracha, the brachas of Birkas Kohani, Mirecha Hashem Yishmerecha. He says if he answers Amen, we're afraid he's going to get confused, he's going to meet Babel, and he's not going to know how to start the next pasuk, okay? Yoyer, Esau, okay, he's not going to be able to continue. However, then says the Mishnah Baravim, Mipalo, Mitocha Siddur, Muftach Lo Shalot, Mipalo Daito, if the Shliach Tzibur is davening out of a Siddur. Remember, back in the day, they didn't have so many Siddur, many times the Shliach Tzibur would be davening Baal Peh. But, like nowadays, or even back in the day, when the Chazan is a Siddur, and therefore he's not worried that he's going to get confused, he puts his hand on the place, and he's not going to get confused. Rashai La Nos Amein, the Amein Zainu Choshiv Hesed. It's not a problem of hefsek over here. It's not a hefsek. The Amen Yivrecha Hashem Yishmerecha, it's part of Birkas Kohanim, which we put in part of Tefillah. Therefore, it's not considered a hefsek. He's allowed to answer. I mean, the only chashash over here is Shemetiz Balbal Daito. He's going to get confused. So if he has a sitter, he's not going to get confused. He could go ahead and answer. Amen Dehu Tzarech Tefillah, because it's a Tzarech Tefillah. However, then says the Mishnah Berurah, V'al Amin Shalom Bracha Sher Kedishanam B'tusha So, but the bracha that they have as Agdama the Birkas Kohanim, that's a problem of hefsek and tefillah according to some poskim, and therefore he says that bracha, even if he's not worried of shemati balbil daito, he should still not answer amen to the bracha. V'shani amen shalav birkas kohanim gufa delo havi hefsek shumora kabbalah sabracha. Okay, so therefore that's the chiluk over here. If the chazan is not worried that he's going to be spalbel daito, so he's allowed to answer amen, but only to the three brachas, Yibracha Hashem Yishmerecha, Yira Hashem Banei Melecha V'chunecha, Yisa Hashem Banei Melecha V'yasimcha Shalom. However, on the bracha of Asher Kedishanu, that even if he's not worried, Hashem Atil Balbel Daito, we're choshesh, that it might be a hefsik, and therefore he does not answer amen to that bracha. That's what comes out over here, Alach Lamaiz. But once again, if the chazan is worried that he's going to get me balbels, nowadays some people even with the sitter get me balbel, if he thinks he's going to get confused, then don't answer amen to anything and just worry about saying Yivarecha and doing the Chazan's job. Sif Chaf now gets into, can a Kohen be the Shliach Tzibur? Okay? Can a Kohen be the Shliach Tzibur? We're obviously going to create problems over here that what is he going to do? He can be the Shliach Tzibur and Duchen at the same time. It's going to get confusing. How says Yivarecha Hashem Yishmerecha? So here we go. The Mechaber Paskins like this. Im Shliach Tzibur Kohen, if the Shliach Tzibur is a Kohen. Im yesham kohanim acherim lo yisas kapav. If there's other kohanim in the Beit Knesset, let them do Birkas Kohanim and not him. That's the shita of the Mechaber. Look inside the Mishnah Berurah. Sikot Nayim Beis. Shema lo yichal lechavim. Last of the Sim Shalom. The same idea over here. We're afraid he does Birkas Kohanim. Finished Birkas Kohanim. He's going to get lost. He doesn't know where he is. He's not going to know. Start Sim Shalom. And it's going to be a problem in the Chazar Zashat. So Daito Mitorefes Me'emas Atzibor. He has Emas Atzibor. And now he has Emas Atzibor also in Birkas Kohanim. And he's the Chazan. And therefore, all this might get so confused for him. He's not going to know how to continue Sim Shalom. Therefore, we tell him not to Duchan according to Shita's Mechaber. But over here, unlike we saw in Sif Yud Tes, where if he's falling with a sitter, we're not worried about it, that's the Mechaber over here, even if he's not concerned about this. He has a sitter, he's not worried, okay? Nevertheless, when he's going to have to be oker from his place, he's going to have to go leave the Chazan Zaman and go up to the Duchan in the middle of Chazar Zashas. They didn't want all this happening over here as long as there's other Kohanim to Duchan. Okay, if there's other Kohanim to Duchan, then we don't want to get involved with this, and therefore, according to Shita's Mechaber, he does not do Birkas Kohanim. Continues though over here, says the Ramah, V'lo yomru lo la'os alito yadav, but be careful, don't tell the Chazan who's a Kohen, oh, go Duchan, oh, go wash your hands. Why? Because now, as we learned in the beginning of Birkas Kohanim, you've enacted his Chiyuv Doraisa to do Birkas Kohanim. We want to get him out of this Chiyuv Doraisa, and therefore Sheva Al Taisa is not going to go up to Duchen. So therefore, don't tell him, go up to Duchen, don't tell him to wash his hands, because then he's going to get in a problem. If someone tells him, go up into Duchen, so then he's going to have to go ahead and Duchen, da over Ba'asi, Menola, because he's going to be over in Asi Doraisa, if he does not go up to Duchen at this point. The Mishnah Berurah points out over here, this only applies if they tell him this before the end of the bracha of Machzor Shekhinah Letzion. Because after that, we already saw the Chiyuv Lalo, he's not allowed to Oker Mekomo. At that point, it's too late. He's lost his Chiyuv. So if someone tells him before Machzor Shekhinah Letzion, so then, Enoch Nam, even according to Das Mechaber, he's going to have to go up and do Berachas Kohanim, even though there's other Kohanim in the building, because it's going to be a Chiyuv Asay Darais. Then the Mechaber says, even if he's the only coin in the base medrash, in the Beit Knesset, lo isas kapav eli inkin o inkin muftach lo shiyatsu l'tfilah. So v'lei teref das. If he's the only coin, and he is positive that he's not going to get confused, and he's going to know how to go back to Sim Shalom, then the Das Mechaber is, then at this point he's going to go up and do Birkas Kohanim. Mashba from the Mechaber, even if there's one other coin, he does not go up. If he's the only coin, then he's going to go up. She moved up bekach. Kevin she ain sham coin elohu. Since he is the only coin in the base knesses, yisas kapav kedol hishloi tibatul nisias kapayim. In order not to waste, to nisias kapayim, not to miss out on birkas kohanim, we tell the coin who's the sheyat tibur to go ahead and do birkas kohanim. So that is all shitas mechaber over here. No coin. I mean, yes, there are other kohanim. He does not go up at all. Even if he's sure that he's gonna be able to continue. If there's no other Kohen, and he is sure, you need both requirements. There's no other Kohen, and he's sure he's gonna be able to continue, then he's gonna go up and duch. However, if you look in Shar Tzion, in O Samach Dalid, he brings down over here a different sheet. He says, V'dasa prichodesh lahakal b'zeh. If the chazan is sure that he's not going to get mitpabel, he's going to be able to continue. The das, the prichodesh, is that he does birkas kohanim, even if there's other kohanim. Not like the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. In a place that the minug is, like the prichodesh, not to go against this, and you don't have to be mocha biyadam, you have to protest against it. And that is the minug of many places here in Yerushalayim, or HaKodesh. Here in Yerushalayim, the Kohen, the Noig, and Ramban happens all the time, that a Kohen does duchen, even if there are other Kohanim, they follow the das of the prichodesh. Okay, it's brought down to Luch Eretz Yisrael, Drew Tukachinsky. That is the minhag also. Even though our Rebbe Rishlomo Zalman was not so into it, if you look in Dibur Masal Shliach Tzibur over here at the bottom of the page of Nevinzal, he says Admar Zal Hitnagid L'Shliach Tzibur Kohen Afil Yishlo Chiyuv. Even though Shliach Tzibur is a Chiyuv, Rishlomo Zalman was not so into the Kohen being the Chazan. But then look at the words of Renanzas, Avalon Lakulam Noagu Kach, not everyone knows Noag like this. And even in Moreno Rabbeinu Renanzal Shol Ramban, the minig over there is that the coin does duchen. Okay, so it seems to be that minig in many places here in Yerushalayim, maybe here in all Eretz Yisrael, that a coin does duchen if he is Shliach Tzibur. Even though Rishlomo Zalman was not so into it, Rishlomo Zalman is more machmer for Das of Mechaber over here, that the coin does not duchen. You all see on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Rav Katz will duchen, even though he's going to be the Bezrat Hashem, be the Shliach Tzibur, and Musaf, Ni'ila, and things like this, he would still duchen, like the Psak over here, the Pre-Chadish, even though there are many other Kohanim, he is still going to go ahead and duchen Bezrat Hashem. Okay, so that is the din of if a Kohen duchens. Now the question is, if the Kohen duchens, how does he do it? Okay, where does he go? How does he do it? Go ahead and duchen. And this case, so says the Mechaber over here, V'keitzed Yaseh. What does he do in a case where, even according to Das Mechaber, that there would do Birkas Kohanim, Keitzed Yaseh, Yakor Raglav Ma'at Bavoda, he's going to do that hop step in Ritzei before he goes ahead and do the Machzor Shekhinah Letzion. Okay, he's going to La'akor Minkomo a little bit. V'yomer Adu L'chan El'odos, and he'll continue davening until L'chan El'odos. And then V'yalu L'duchen, he'll go up to the Duchen with the other Kohanim. V'yavarach Birkas Kohanim, and he'll do Birkas Kohanim. Oh, who's going to say Yivarachicha? Who's going to call out, which the Chazan normally does? He says, V'yikrolo Acher, someone else calls out Yivarach Hashem Yishmerecha. Usually the same person who calls out Kohanim, he'll continue doing Yivarachicha, Hashem, chulei v'chulei. U'mesayim Achazin Sim Shalom. Then after Birkas Kohanim, the Chazin goes and says to him, Shalom L'chora. He doesn't say this before L'chora. Maybe he'll go back to the Amud again, according to the Mechaber, go back to the Chazin's place and continue Sim Shalom. And the Machaber says, though, Imam Makra Kivin Litchila Shayatzilar Mitchilav Yatzov, if let's say the Gabbai listened to Chazaras HaShas word for word from the beginning of Chazaras HaShas until all the way to Birkas Kohanim, Adiv Tfeshi Yisayim Makra Sim Shalom, then the same person who calls out Kohanim in Yerech HaShem Yishrecha, if he had Kavana from the beginning, he could continue with Sim Shalom. He should continue Sim Shalom, says the Machaber. Okay, so that's what he says. Generally, that's not going to happen, and therefore the Chazan is going to get to do Sim Shalom. But if the Gabbai had Kavana from the beginning, he's going to continue Sim Shalom. Not like the Shita of the Gra, the Mishnah Berurah, though, Paskins. Like the Gra over here in Sivkatan Pei Aleph, he says, "V'dasa grub biruv the tov yoter sheyisayim hashiyatzibur matzo tamid." The sheyatzibur should always finish sim shalom, even if the gabbai has in mind from the beginning. V'chem b'der chayim v'chayodom u'shar chronim kulam iskiru v'stam sheyisayim achazim matzo. They don't mention the eights of the Shulchan Aruch to have kavanah from the beginning. They just says the chazan goes back and says sim shalom. Therefore, the chazan will continue sim shalom. So the das mechaber over here is very interesting. The chazan starts by the omud of the shliat zibur. When he gets at toshim, he gets his oker raglov eretzei, and then at toshim chalal on os, he runs up to the omud of birkas kohanim, and he does the dilchans with everyone else. However, there are two other shitas. Another shita is that he just goes ahead in dilchans from the chazan's place. Okay, he does dilchans from the chazan's place, and that you'll see the Rav Katz, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. That's what he's going to do. He's going to stand up by the amwari for his chazan. He'll be oker raglov biritzei. He'll do the hop step. Okay, but nevertheless, he's not going to go ahead and go up to the dilchan where everyone else is doing birkas kohanim. He's not going to go up there. He's not going to go up to the dilchan where the other kohanim, Rav Katz, will stand in its place. This is the shita of also Rav Tukachinsky, again, not in the Luch Eretz Yisrael, but in the Ksos HaShulchan. He says over there that's what they're going to do, like Rav Katz does. He does Birkas Kohanim from the place of the Amud of the Chasid. A third shita is the shita of Moreinu Rabbeinu Rav Nevenzahl. He says that the best thing to do is that the Chazan, instead of doing Chazaras HaShas from the place of where the chazan generally does it, the chazan should already go up to the oven where he's going to do birkas kohanim, where they do birkas kohanim and be the chazan. That's what they do in Ramban. They'll bring up the shtender for the chazan in front of the Aron Kodesh over there, and he'll do chazaras hashas from there, and then he'll just turn around and do birkas kohanim. He doesn't have to okirag, he doesn't have to move from his place and do birkas kohanim in the front. So those are three shitas, not shayach even for a cat to do it, because no one would hear him if he went to the front of Parat Yosef when he was doing chazaras hashas. So therefore, that's not what he does. Okay. Anyways, that's the shita of Rav Tukachinsky. Anyways, that chazan just does it from the amud of the chazan. That's where he does birkas kohanim. So that's three shitas over here. Shitas the mechaber is the chazan starts by the amud of the chazan. When they get the birkas kohanim, the kohen runs up and does the amud of the duchen of the kohanim, does birkas kohanim there. The shita of Tukachinsky, like Rav Katz does, he just does birkas kohanim from the chazan's amud. And the third shita that the kohen should start, the tzibur should start birkas kohanim, chazaras hashas, all the way up by the duchen over there, and just do chazaras hashas from there. And then when he gets to birkas kohanim, he'll turn around and do birkas kohanim. What? This is all the chatchila, for sure. But all the shitas are going to be fine. What? According to which? What is it? According to Shulchan Aruch? Yes, the Shulchan Aruch writes, as we just read, in the Shulchan Aruch, that the chazan starts by the chazan zaman. Yes. No, we read that at the beginning. That was today.
That's what she meant.
No, for the chazan to be a kohen, you're saying?
No,
he's asking that. I count for today.